President Herney stood slowly, staring directly at William Pickering, clearly not at all amused with the way Pickering had just taken over. "Bill, let me ask you this. NASA is hoping to go to Mars in the next decade. How will the intelligence community feel about spending a hefty portion of the black budget running a mission to Mars? A mission that has no immediate national security benefits. NASA will be able to do as they please." "Bullshit," Herney replied flatly. Everyone's eyes shot up. President Herney seldom used profanity. "If there is one thing I have learned as president," Herney declared, "it's that those who control the dollars control the direction. I refuse to put NASA's purse strings in the hands of those who do not share the objectives for which the agency was founded. I can only imagine how much pure science would get done with the military deciding which NASA missions are viable." Herney's eyes scanned the room. Slowly, purposefully, he returned his rigid gaze to William Pickering. "Bill," Herney sighed, "your displeasure that NASA is engaged in joint projects with foreign space agencies is painfully short-sighted. At least someone is working constructively with the Chinese and Russians. Peace on this planet will not be forged by military strength. It will be forged by those who come together despite their government's differences. If you ask me, NASA's joint missions do more to promote national security than any billion-dollar spy satellite, and with a hell of a lot better hope for the future." Pickering felt an anger welling deep within him. "How dare a politician talk down to me this way? Herney's idealism played fine in a boardroom, but in the real world it got people killed."
"Bill,"
Marjorie Tench interrupted, as if sensing Pickering was about to explode.
"We know you lost a child. We know this is a personal issue for you."
Pickering heard nothing but condescension in her tone.
"But please remember," Tench said, "that the White House is currently holding back a floodgate of investors who want us to open space to the private sector. If you ask me, for all its mistakes, NASA has been one hell of a friend to the intel community. You all might just want to count your blessings."
A rumble strip on the shoulder of the highway jolted Pickering's mind back to the present. His exit was coming up. As he approached the exit for D.C., he passed a bloody deer lying dead by the side of the road. He felt an odd hesitation, but he kept driving. He had a rendezvous to keep.